You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My andubla oblongata is all fucked up.
You're what?
You're what?
My andubla is... My andubla... Oh, my God. I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Say it.
Abdullah Abu Gaba. Abdullah Abu Gaba. Am I not? Abdullah Ablam.
Good try. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What player might not say it right?
Take your poison.
Abdullah Ablam. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good on
that. Uh-oh. What was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What?
Ding.
Oh my God, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sounded like an idiot.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, whatever.
We're not on Periscope.
You said we were before.
Yeah, but we haven't created an account. We never used it.
Does it fucking matter?
No, really.
Nobody
doesn't.
Fucking does anything for this show anyway. Who cares a shit?
Anyway, you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com.
Just subscribe for fuck's sake.
Don't forget to go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a 5-star review.
And donate.
And donate some money. Go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money.
Yeah.
For me, Missy, Marco, Fabio, Chris. We need the money.
Right. And young Mike, too.
Chris isn't on tonight. what's it, your first
You're
day?
Good.
Come on.
Mic check.
He never uses that mic anyway. Blow the cobwebs.
Mic check.
As long as the sounds are working, that's
blow
all
yourself,
care.
You fat fuck.
If I could, dude, we wouldn't have done the show tonight.
Yeah, none of us felt like doing it, but we're here.
It's dreary out.
Because we all talked about it once we were here. It was like, oh, I didn't want to do it. It's like, shit, me neither.
Yeah, but for you, the fans.
We're here
yeah.
in the storm.
For you, the fan.
We're stronger than the storm.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus. So is Marco's relationships.
Oh, God, here we go. Plead the fifth. I cannot.
Hurricane Marco.
Tropical storm.
Tropical storm marriage.
Marco.
Oh, shit. Life is grand, isn't it?
Wish I could say
fucking
more.
Fucking A, man. I mean, we're all alive and breathing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what depressed people tell themselves.
You know what? There's going to be a sun tomorrow, right?
No.
No, it's actually not.
No, not until like Tuesday.
Well, then I'm just going to go kill myself.
No, apparently we live in Seattle all of a sudden.
I know. And it's funny because I felt like it hasn't rained in like a month.
It does feel that way, yeah.
So now that it's raining, I'm like, man.
Yeah, see what happens? The Pope shows up and just fucking clouds come in. He brought the clouds, brought the rain, tropical storm.
Yeah, did you hear that he had a private sit-down conversation with that cunt that wouldn't let gay people get married
no.
in like Tennessee?
Did he?
Why would he even stop and see her?
What did he say
know.
To her?
Not they won't stop say what they
that.
Talked about.
Stop that.
There is an article on like The Onion. There's an article on The Onion that's like a mock interview of
right.
them, and it's pretty fucking funny, but it's not true.
There was a little clip on Bill Maher's show. Where he does the new rules segment at the end, and they showed a picture of her and her husband. Her husband's like, he's got overalls on and a straw hat.
Oh,
classy.
Jesus.
And the caption was, married to the slob. And, oh, man, it was fucking funny. She's disgusting.
She's
man.
Nasty.
Where does she get the balls to say who can and can't get married? She shouldn't get married.
This whole thing,
people that ugly shouldn't reproduce.
No.
This whole thing just shows you how fucked up our country is. People this? Support this cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if she was Muslim? Nobody would fucking support her.
Allah
Nobody.
Akbar.
Exactly. And it's, yeah. it's against their religion, too.
Yep.
Nobody would fucking support her. Everybody who supports her, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Right. Seriously. Even presidential nominees, right? Mike Huckabee, right? Wasn't that Mike Huckabee?
I Heart Huckabee.
Oh, he's yeah. a joke.
Yeah, and he was there.
He's
you know.
A Jew. That's what I thought.
He's a Jew?
Fuck oh, that Jew. Jew.
Huckabee doesn't sound Jewish.
No, man, a joke.
A what?
Joke.
Oh, joke.
Joke.
Oh, gotcha.
Joke. As in joke.
As in funny, ha ha, laugh, laugh.
I got it.
Yeah.
Super thing, excited emoji.
Fucking stupid.
So Huckabee's a Jew. Go ahead.
Yeah, come on. I like how we're talking about other people being, you know, racist and we're just throwing it out there
Listen,
on the fire, too.
In the first 5 minutes of the show, we have to make sure that we offend everyone. Mm. It's just.
Is that what it is?
It's the rule.
Okay. I'm
no one's called me a whore yet. Can someone do that?
You're a whore.
Well, Marco did it off the air. That's a-
I know. I was like, rate me on the air, please.
Marco was playing some clips from Shannon's show that you did last week with Young Mike, and yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, we're gonna cut up some clips and play it next week, but it was hilarious. You guys, yeah. Tell you what, it was great episode.
Oh, I thought it was good.
It was
very
so
good.
Much fun. I love Shannon. I love Rob the Baker. They were great.
Yeah, we kind of skipped past Rob the Baker. No offense to him, but, you know.
It was his personal, like, all about his personal shit that he's
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, we were just.
It was cool.
We
heard,
entertaining. We heard the poem.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we'll you're gonna clip that
Can
out,
we play
right?
that? Can we play that, just the poem?
Yeah, we're right. We're right. That? Yeah, we're right. I got the time down.
Hold
there.
Hold on. Before, let's.
I got a little background on this.
What's that?
I got to bring it up.
Yeah. So, Missy and Young Mike are on Shannon's show, and I'm not sure exactly when, because Marcus skipped right to the poem, but I'm not sure exactly when he wrote it for you. How long into the relationship did he write it for you?
It was that night that we met.
The night that you met?
Yeah, like...
That makes it even more wonderful.
Fucking faggot.
I have to say, Marco and I both were kind of shocked to hear Young Mike talk, because... We were expecting, like, someone with brain damage, but he sounds pretty put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Marco's like, man, I thought this guy would be stupid or something.
Yeah, very well spoken.
Like, very severe well head trauma or something. But no.
He was, he's good. He wasn't bad on the mic. He was, he held his own.
Yeah, for sure.
You fairy.
He was very, very reluctant.
And then the poem came.
He was very reluctant about our show, us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I get it. I mean, we break his balls every week.
Well, fucking
constantly
that's
constantly breaking your
don't
balls.
Don't bring him here. We're relationship killers.
Yeah, we are. We're the Bobby Kelly of your relationships.
Yeah, we're overweight and we're talented.
And we're the Marco of your marriages.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. But, so anyway, he was... You were going to read the poem originally. I'm glad you didn't, because Young Mike wrote it. It was better that he.
Yeah,
read
hell
it.
Yeah! That, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, so I was had, like, I don't really want
to
read this.
He knew. I mean, he knew. He was the one who wrote it, so he knew exactly how to read it. If you read it, it would have been. The end.
And you're like, yep, that's it. It made sense at one point.
But it was very touching.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, go for it.
All right, here we
Here's
go.
Here's a little taste.
Wait, hold on a second, I'm not ready for it.
Not just this,
Good
for
job,
marriage.
Marco. You fucking
Not ready for marriage, not ready for this clip. What's next?
Dude, come on, it's beyond my...
Everything's
come
beyond
on, Marco,
your
you can do it.
Comprehension.
Shut up. Here we go.
You guys ready? Curiosity killed the cat, everyone knows. But do you really want to see how deep this rabbit hole goes? I can't merely show you who I am from a poem or express my feelings, because in truth I barely show them. Truth be told, I hide behind a mask of lies, only feeling safe inside my inconspicuous disguise, secretly hoping someone will one day break me free. But this day is a fantasy in which I fear I will never see. And yet, after tonight, something has clicked in my head. You pulled me from my misery with something you said. You caught my attention, and your eyes made me feel serene. Just something about you made me want to come clean. I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic, if you couldn't tell. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I truly fell. Nor am I a man who only feels dark and gloomy. I really don't want my depression. The fact that you found me intriguing tonight gave me comfort in knowing I feel I fell in your sights. So if you like what you read, then let's start this off right. Show me who you are. Bring your true self to light.
And a single teardrop fell from Shannon's
eye. Mic drop. Boom.
Holy shit.
Starting to sound like a little faggot.
Oh my god.
Where did he write that? The Blue Oyster? This is perfect. I'm going to write this down.
You cock smoker.
Oh.
Fruitcake!
Oh my god.
Shit. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
You're probably a guy who likes to pleasure other men sexually.
Oh shit.
This poor guy is probably hanging himself right now. All I have to say is one. I got to say one thing. First of two, actually, a couple things. One, Marco, you shouldn't be laughing. If you wrote a poem every once in a while, you wouldn't be in this predicament. That's number one. Number two, have you ever used something, like you save something up to use it for a really special occasion, and then you end up using it for something that you probably should have waited? Young Mike, you definitely used this on the wrong person. You should have saved it for somebody special.
Jesus Christ.
It's like you really, it's like wearing a tux to McDonald's. Like, oh, you really didn't have to do that.
Oh my god.
Really unnecessary.
Oh,
unfortunately,
holy shit.
Unfortunately, it's not going to go appreciated as much as you
hope. What the fuck?
Tell you what, though, kids got skills. And the one line that I fucking loved was something about coming clean. Well, now that you've been with Missy, you won't be coming clean for a long time until that penicillin kicks in.
Oh my god.
You have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex put you here.
Oh god.
Dude, the fucking Hulk music. Gotta love that, man.
You can never go wrong with
that.
No,
never.
Oh god.
How nervous was he, knowing ahead of time that he was going to read that on her show?
I don't think he knew ahead of time he was going to
read
it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You brought it up?
No, Shannon did.
Where did the poem come from? He recited it from memory?
No, we were talking about how we met.
Right.
And then he had said, I wrote her a poem. And then Shannon said, can you read the poem? And I said, yeah, I have the poem because I sent it to all my friends.
Mm.
So I had it in my Facebook
That's
messages.
That's a healthy thing to do. God.
Look at what this douchebag wrote me.
Kinda.
You're a fucking heartless cunt. You know that?
Man, that ain't right.
So I was like, all right. Yeah, I definitely have it. And I asked him, I'm like, if you want to read it, read it. And he was like, yeah, I'll read it.
Holy shit.
Oh, man. This poor guy.
Jesus Christ. He doesn't.
I actually feel really bad for him.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right. No, he'll survive.
He'll be all right. He's resilient.
He's resilient. This one's resilient. Oh, man, it was funny. But now, I have to ask this.
What's up?
After he read the poem, what was Shannon's reaction to it?
She thought it was nice.
That wasn't very convincing.
She was like, pussy.
She's probably dreaming of The Rock.
The Rock wouldn't write a
fucking poem.
She's
probably sitting there whispering, The Rock would put a smackdown on his candy ass.
Yeah, she didn't really have a reaction. She was kind of like, oh, cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
She got a corny.
corny.
He said that too, Ed. He's like, I didn't really want to be corny, but
too late.
Now, was that before you guys had sex? That was before you had sex.
It was
right?
The fucking he first said the first night. We night. Met.
So yeah, it was man. Before you had sex.
Yes, it was before we had sex.
So you waited with him.
It was like 3 fucking hours after we met.
How long did really you guys wait? We didn't hear the whole show.
I guess.
Was it 5 dates?
It was more than that.
Really? Ended up being more?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Whew. That's crazy. Something. How did you cope? You must have been, your fucking bean must have been smoking.
More like Pedro was stroking her bean.
Oh God.
She was probably you're probably abusing yourself. You were beating your clit like it owed you money.
I was fine.
You little hoe.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. I can't wait to hear this fucking thing. I might listen to it tomorrow while at work.
It's good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. It,
funny.
Sounded like a good show.
Yeah, I love like Shannon, really, man. She's great.
She is great. I told you, man, the week me and Marco did the show and you guys weren't here, she called in. She was fucking gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Gold. All that apparently shit. She was blackout drunk because she didn't remember anything. It was great. That's cool. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
What time did you guys start drinking?
Like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
And what time did you do her show?
7:30.
Nice. Jesus Christ. You get a nice little head start.
Oh, yeah. I was shit-faced when I got there. Yeah.
It actually sounded more like your show when we were listening to it.
Why?
One, you were louder than her. Not that I couldn't hear Shannon, but you were definitely like, your voice projected more than her. She sounded very low.
In.
Oh, okay.
So I felt like I had to keep projecting really loud because I couldn't hear myself.
Yeah. And two, just like the way you were talking, it would sound like your thing. Like it was just.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It sounded like your thing. I definitely want to do it again. I told her that like right away. So we went out afterwards and had some drinks. And yeah. I was like, yo, I want to do your show again for sure. And she was like, awesome. So she's badass.
Yeah.
We're two peas in a pod, man. Me and her.
I don't see
for
it.
Sure.
I don't
oh,
see
man,
it.
It was,
I don't see you two being
we,
alike.
We got to talking about some stuff. And
She won't tell me. She was worried. She was like, did I say anything about what we talked about at the bar? And I was like, no, you never mentioned
that
thing.
Yeah, we bonded. Like,
oh,
deep,
thank God.
Deep bonded.
She was really worried about it. I'm like, how fucking bad did you shit on all of us?
No.
Where was young Mike when you guys were bonding?
Oh, he was like, oh.
He was writing another poem in the bathroom.
Either that or cutting his wrist.
On this seat, I sit tonight. On the train ride home, we're going to fight.
So what did you guys talk about?
Who? Me and Shannon?
Are you fucking kidding
Talk
me?
Fucking slower, telling Chris. Y'all. Telling you what me and Shannon talked about.
Why not?
Oh, you mean at the bar? I thought you meant at the show.
No, I ain't telling you.
It's very personal because neither one of them will budge.
Nah.
I'm not. I haven't been Brian either. I'm just like, no, you never said nothing.
No, I never would.
Although,
pinky swore.
Did she say something?
I know. You didn't post the show. I keep looking to listen to it.
No, she didn't.
No, you.
No, I know. I gave him the file yesterday, so it's probably up.
I thought it was you. Never.
Yeah, that's funny, man. She's hilarious. You guys had fun. You could tell just by the few clips I heard. Kudos to young Mike. He did not sound like hesitant at all. He was very good at answering questions. He had personality. He actually had a sense of humor, which is a nice change of pace. Because normally the stiffs you date are like, they're either psycho or they're just like fucking, like I said, like brain damaged. They don't have anything to say. So, way to step out on a limb with this one.
Yeah.
You know what? You can get in the club. You have personality. You're good.
He's a little hesitant to meet us, though.
I don't blame him. No, I really don't. I don't blame him at all.
No,
I'm actually hesitant to meet him because I know I can't stop myself from whispering to him, run. Don't look back. Run.
What are you thinking?
Just pack your car bed up and drive. You'll never look back. Don't look in the rear view. Just go.
What? You all right?
Yeah,
good? Well, I'm just making sure.
The mirror on her phone's not big enough. She needs to really check herself out. Like, I feel there's a hair out of place.
My hair seems insane.
On the, from the back, it looks like a Cinnabon.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Of course it's Shannon.
Shannon, are you calling in the middle of Hurricane Joaquin?
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't.
it's really hard to hear you.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Have you been abducted? Are you in the trunk of a car?
No, I feel like this is the way that I've called in that's worked the best. Is it not working?
No, the way you called 2 weeks, was it last week?
When you called me and Marco a couple weeks ago, yeah. It sounded great. This sounds...
My drunk call? I called exactly the same way as right now.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it sounds like a wind tunnel right now.
All right, let me hang up. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
As soon as I heard the static, I knew it was her.
Shannon, hi, guys. Shannon.
Oh, and now we go live to our field reporter, Shannon. As you can hear, the winds are gusty. She's back.
Any better?
Hello.
Sounds great.
It's still a little messed up.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's exactly the same.
Don't call fucking
yeah,
from the speaker.
Yeah, it's very muffled.
Muffled.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to end the call and not make comments?
Well, no. Honestly, there's very little I can understand. Like, I heard what you just said, but what you said earlier I didn't hear.
So is it better this time?
No. Not really, no.
All right, I'm going to hook up my recording equipment and I'll call back.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Should have done that the first time.
Yo, don't be a dick.
I'm not, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Marco, and you wonder why she's not going to give you any.
That would be because I'm fat.
No, that's not why.
And ugly. Apparently, young Mike, Missy doesn't want me to call yet. I would love to have a beer and be on the show.
Oh, shit.
Calling you out.
That's fine.
That's fine. No. I get it. Totally get it.
Let's wait. Wait till we move the studio to Chris's, because if not, we'll all be piling on my bed right now.
To feel right at home.
Yeah. Hey, where's your wheels?
Just park right next to Missy.
Do your wheels spin?
I got spree wells on my bed. That would be interesting, but I have a feeling that would not be good for them.
No, it would be over.
Yeah. Young Mike, you
don't want to do
that. Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that's
relationship suicide. If we see you off the air in passing, that's one thing, but on the air, I have a feeling it'd be...
Well, if you're looking to get rid of Missy, come on in.
Well, yeah, if that's a sign. If you want to, you know, if you want to drop the baggage, you can just come on in.
Hey, you never know. Maybe we'll kick Missy off the show.
Yeah, right. Young Mike, what's the poem of the week, buddy? Oh, man. So the next phone call from Shannon, is it going to sound like there's gunfire in the background?
I know, right?
Now she's calling from Iraq. So what's that other guy doing on her show?
Rob?
Yeah.
He's like he's a co-host right now, so...
Doesn't she have another dude co-hosting?
This guy's done it a few times in a row. Okay. I think she's just trying to figure out, like...
Who's the best fit?
He was good. I thought Rob
Baker
was good.
I thought Rob the Baker was awesome. Was good.
That's his name, Rob the Baker?
Well, he's a baker, and his name is Rob. So I just started calling him Rob the Baker.
That fits. Oh, you were the one to do that?
I think they might have said it. I don't know. I was drunk.
By the way, I heard a little bit of the video game podcast.
Yeah.
That chick on the show, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about hearing a girl talk about video games that detailed, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, she really knows her shit. You know, like, I don't play video games like she does, and I would obviously not win in a conversation about video games like she does, but it's kind of kind of attractive to hear a girl talk about something geeky like a video game. Yep. It really is. She's not hard on the eyes either.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. Kudos, Rob, for picking shows with decent-looking girls on it.
If Fuck you.
I didn't say anything
you
about
it. You looked at me.
No, I was just, I was making eye contact with everybody. We're all good looking females here.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. No, no. Fucking Bruce Jenner looks better than me. Oh, yeah. 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 Let me see your shoes.
All right, so I was reading this article right before I came here.
Oh.
And it was about...
You were reading and driving? How dare you?
No. So there, I was reading about these two women that are trying to make an app right now called People. And it's P-E-E-P-L-E.
Are they related to you?
No. So anyway, the whole gist of it essentially is it is...
Finding people that want to pee on you?
No, it's like Yelp. Before people.
Oh, so you get to rate people. Like, what kind of people? Like, doctors and shit?
Fuck.
Just anybody. Everybody. All you have to do is have their cell phone number. And then they'll register through that cell phone number. And you...
So you're giving out someone else's cell phone number and you're rating them?
Yeah.
That you can't do that.
I think the cell phone number will be... Like
proof that you know them,
yeah,
or something
that's
like that.
The proof that you know
yeah, but
them.
You can't show someone else's cell phone number.
You would have to like put it in like a code, and like on people.com or whatever.
Yeah,
and then you would put
another
this
brilliant female idea.
Yeah,
two right. females.
I'm gonna have to change my phone number now.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, women are gonna vote.
Let's cook and shut up.
Hello. Hello.
I can hear our show faintly in the background. Yep. Shannon, how long have you been podcasting? Is it Shannon?
Yeah. About 3 years.
Is that a Muppet?
My best Shannon. That's all I got.
It does sound like a Muppet.
It's like, no, what Marco sounded like was a Muppet.
No, that's what I mean. The way he said it.
Marco sounded like Kermit the Frog with his nuts being stepped on.
Hi-ho. That hurts.
So there's a people app.
Yeah, and you're not going to, like, if people give you negative reviews and stuff, you're not going to be able to take them down.
You're not going to be able to take them out?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Speak. Speak.
Congratulations. You're a failure.
Just go back in the storm, Boo.
Yeah, let's just deal through that. Boo.
Yeah, yeah.
How about let's not make a boo-boo?
A boo-boo.
So, are you excited about this app?
No, I think it's horrible.
You're worried about your rep?
No, I just feel like anybody could make up anything about everybody, and then like
Young Mike's gonna be like, "She's terrible."
Here's Missy's first review.
Poor slut bitch. I like where this is going.
No, like I mean, I'm thankful that most of my exes are dead. So. I'm just going to have to change that.
That's good.
Yeah, but I was just like, fuck, man. Like that, it's just a fucked up concept. And like seven, they've raised like $7.4 million or something towards this.
Really? What, on Kickstarter?
Yeah, with something.
Holy shit.
Some type of shit.
Donate.
I would have.
Like investors.
I would have built
stuff.
A bullshit app and just kept the rest of the money. Been like, thanks for the donation, guys. Here's your free bullshit
app. You click
app.
On it, it's like a stick figure.
Yeah. You click on it, it says sucker.
That would be fucking awesome.
We rate you as an idiot. How come we can't get a fucking $100 on a show and these fucking cunts get $7.4 million?
Oh, man.
Do we have to create an app?
I guess we do.
Yeah. Maybe an appetizer. That's about it. It's not, nobody has the skills to create an app around here, or else we wouldn't be doing this shit.
Well, they probably got to hire people to do it. Cost money, but it doesn't cost $7 million to create an app.
No, not unless they bought an actual facility.
I don't know where Rob got the money to start this app. This Riotcast app.
That's because Rob is, he's rich.
He is rich.
He's N-word rich.
Well, Marco, as the head of Riotcast, how much did you kick in?
I kicked in exactly $3.25.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be saying that shit right now, but I'm not saying details. I'm just giving the general outcome that pretty much everybody
the normal
knows.
Busting balls.
That's it, man. Me. That's it.
Directed towards me.
How can it not be? How
Marco,
can it not?
Marco. Marco.
Yes. What?
Man. Speaking of social media, I heard that Facebook is giving, they're doing a trial thing where your profile picture could be a 7-second loop of a video.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They should do that shit.
Which I...
Like every other social media does it. So they should do it too.
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen anybody on Twitter moving.
Yeah. People on Twitter move. People really? On Snapchat.
Their icons? Their yeah. profiles?
Yeah. My Snapchat picture moves.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'm not on Snapchat.
Man.
Nor will I ever be.
Snapchat is awesome.
I don't see how.
Why? It's fucking cool. Everything vanishes. You don't have to worry about like deleting anything.
I'm not worried about it because I won't do it.
Why? Then you don't see stuff like this.
Jesus Christ. That'll wake you up.
Looks like Walking Dead Missy.
Yeah, it is. It's
Walker
zombie.
Missy.
Zombie Missy. Yeah.
It's it for now. She can put more in there.
Oh, dude, my Snapchats are amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. Putting your feet in dirty fucking stinking fountains in New York City where people peeing. It's amazing.
Dude, people were swimming in it.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Where do you think they got their bar money? She's like, Mike, only get the silver stuff. What is this, a euro?
You're better off going to the malls where they do it. It's more money in there.
All right, Shannon says, Skype with my ish plugged in isn't letting me hear the other side. Should I give up?
No, keep at it.
No, tell her to keep calling.
No, keep at it.
Keep fixing it.
Never give up.
Never give up, never surrender.
Never give up. That's what I heard back. Yeah, never give up.
Never surrender.
To the death, Shannon, to the death.
Yeah.
Yeah, just till at least 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Get it done by 9:40.
Yeah.
We're giving you by 9:40.
We're shutting it down.
Take it easy there, Tonto. That's 9:40. He's not shutting it down.
Shutting it down.
Marco wants to leave at 10, so we all have to leave at 10.
You don't have to leave. I'm just Skype's getting shut down.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
So you ain't on by then, you're fucked.
You're beat.
Anything good happened to you this weekend, miss? Usually you always have exciting adventures.
What was this weekend? Was this the Pope weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you stay out of Philly?
Yeah, I went to AC. Raged.
Was it crowded?
It was insane.
How about you, Chris? You went to Wildwood, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it crowded?
Not as bad as I remember when we were younger.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's supposed to be a huge weekend down there. Irish Festival.
I thought also with the Pope, everyone went down the shore, too. I thought it would be double as bad.
Not as... I mean, it was still crowded, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as bad as it normally
is. Keenan's was open, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a story from 2008.
Was it?
Good.
Yeah.
Huh. Keep getting your news from Facebook.
Yeah.
Saw it on Courier Post.
So, nothing.
Who reads the newspaper?
Nothing's
that
legit.
Died online. In 2008, too.
Online. Online.
Print is dead.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, you know me. I'm boring. You pegged it. I do nothing. I worked on that Saturday. That was fun, trying to drive around Philly.
I heard it was like nobody was on the roads, though.
Nobody was on the roads until you got to 38th Street.
And then everybody was just fucking stuck.
And then it was like, it looked like, honestly, it looked like the Holocaust. It was just nothing but fucking concentration camp looking things. They had fences up with people in it. It was weird. It was like... Oh my God! It's like, is Hitler here? Like, who's here? I thought maybe the old Pope came back because he was a Nazi.
People were saying it was like martial law, like you know, the security and going getting through the security area.
Well, it was the Secret Service was there, which was crazy.
National Guard.
What are they doing there? Why are they with the Pope? Like, aren't they supposed to be watching Obama's
Zardine
back
too? We can think they got enough Secret Service to lend out.
Where's my security?
On Thursday morning when I was driving into work, I was like crossing the wall and there was so many like army helicopters in the sky. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking crazy looking, like a war.
Philadelphia and the United States did not want anything to happen to Pope while he was here.
No shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it was just ridiculous.
They made sure of it because they banned all people that live in Philadelphia from Philadelphia.
Yeah. If you were smart, you got the fuck out. Yeah. Got
everybody
out of there.
Did.
Yeah.
They scared people away from seeing the Pope.
Absolutely.
They did. It wasn't 900,000?
Yeah, it was nowhere near what was projected. Yeah. It was supposed to be like 2.5 million.
All the restaurant, like the restaurant owners were all pissed off. Yep. Yeah.
The way they handled it was bad. Really bad.
Yeah, and then Mayor Nutter did a press conference and blamed the media.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
He said we have the press conference.
People in Philadelphia.
That's good.
We did whatever is necessary.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that you handled this in the correct way?
I am 100% positive we handled this in the correct way.
And you don't think that it's bad that a lot of...
Next question.
You don't think it's bad a lot of people lost money?
We have a phone call. Hello.
Any better?
Yes! Oh,
yeah! It's good!
Finally!
Yay.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up? Now we can hear you. What were you saying?
Wait, but I can hardly hear any... I give up. I feel like I give up because now I can hardly hear you guys.
Don't give up.
Never give up.
Now I hear you. Yay, we're good.
Is there a man around that could hook that up for you?
Wow. Fucking if I had a man that could be on my podcast that could do this shit for me, I'd be so happy.
Are you sure you want Chris around? You sure you want Chris to do the show?
I've been trying.
Marco said he'll drive up every Wednesday to do this.
Oh, what are we going to tell you to turn down your radio now?
Shannon, please turn down your radio.
Come on, you fucking rookie.
Shannon, turn down your radio.
You guys are coming in all broken up to me.
Are you playing our podcast?
What? It's so bad.
What? Why are we on speaker?
I hear something about speaker.
Why are we on speaker? I can hear what she's hearing.
Oh, I'm going to give up.
Wait.
It's not coming through. I hear like every other like third syllable.
Why are we on speaker?
I really wanted to talk about this episode. Maybe next week.
Talk about it. Talk.
No, because we talked about it a little bit. I'm happy that during my drunkenness calling in last week, I didn't talk about mine and Missy's private conversation.
What was it?
I was so nervous. The next morning, that was like the first thing I thought about was, did I talk about this? I was so happy. But it was awesome, and I was so happy to have that poem. And as he was saying it, all I could hear were like all the effects that Chris was going to put in over it when you guys played it.
Gay.
Homo.
That's it. That's all I got.
Shannon.
Yes.
What were you talking about at the bar?
Just about her drinking the drink with the egg in it. That was it, really.
What?
Egg drink.
Egg drink?
Yeah, I had a drink with egg in it.
That was the private conversation?
Yep.
Yeah, bullshit.
Fucking
lying bitches.
That was about it.
I don't understand why this connection is so bad. We hear you great.
No, I don't understand either because like 2 weeks ago when I was so drunk and I was trying to not call in, it was perfect.
I don't hear us on speaker anymore. Did you do something?
No, I didn't do anything. I don't understand.
Okay. Well, you can hear us now, though, right?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Stay completely still. Don't move anything.
But, Missy, Pedro was so mad at me because when I was talking about the YouTube dating show that I was on, okay. He was so mad that I gave my number to a random guy and not to him.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's a wishful thinker, him.
And then he said that when I went to the bathroom when we were recording that I should have taken the microphone with me.
Of course.
And that you could have helped me with it.
Of course he did. Fucking. Yeah, he also wants to, like, put pussy juice on pancakes. He's a classy dude.
Yeah, he was just mad he wasn't a part of it. He tried his best that day. He was like, where are you recording? Exactly what streets? Come and pick me up and bring me there.
Shannon, did you happen to hear last week's episode when he called in and said that he wants to take you to KFC or Popeye's Chicken and doesn't want to give you napkins because he loves your lips and he wants to see them shine?
I forgot about that.
He said they'd be glistening.
He said, I want to see her lips glisten. I want to take her to Popeye's or KFC and not give her any napkins.
I did not hear that. And the thing is that, like, because he tried to add me on Facebook, and I told him, because he like confronted me about me not adding him on Facebook, and I was like, you know what, like, I have family members on here, so I can't have like your type of stuff on here. And he was like, oh, what do you think about me and whatever. So I'm like, if you're gonna be good, I'll add you. So I added him.
And then
has he been good though?
He's been decent, but I feel like as time is passing, he's getting a little bit worse.
Is he posting it on your wall, or is he private messaging stuff?
No, not private messaging, like on my wall.
Oh.
Like, yeah, because like I posted, like, there's a party that I'm bartending at tomorrow night. And
where at?
And he's like, I'm coming. And then put, like, see you, MMIM.
I see what he did with that.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? That's what he did. That's stupid shit.
What are you wearing? Yeah.
What are you wearing? Shannon, did you drink tonight?
Yeah, I drink every night to go to sleep.
Did you drink a lot though, like you did when you were on our show?
No. I'm so nervous to hear that episode because I feel like I'm just gonna be like speaking Chinese the whole episode.
Guess what? You sound exactly the same.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how to take that.
You're good at consuming alcohol?
I don't know if I'm always a mess or if I can hold my alcohol.
Were you drunk when you interviewed Missy and Young Mike?
No, not at all.
No?
Like, had just like a couple beers, like two beers the episode before with Mike Cannon, and then with them another two beers, and that was it. And then like had one drink when I went out with them.
Gotcha.
But it was just, I just feel like it went off the rails on its own. But I feel like that was the fun part. But I just wish we had one more hour because I feel like we went into like a really good place.
Well, that could be the part two.
That's what we talked about, yeah. Right, Missy?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we went into a really good place. I wish it just that, because like normally when I finish recording, there's nobody else that has a studio reserved. But that night, somebody was like kicking us out, and that's the first time ever. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, because like we just reached a really good part where we were talking about missing and having kids.
Whoa, you guys were talking about having kids.
Ah, there's a spoiler.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, drop the bomb on there.
No shit, you've been dropping bombs a lot lately. Good God, now you want kids?
No, you have to listen to the thing is.
That was a discussion.
Okay.
Was that to have kids or not to have kids? You have to listen to find out.
Okay. Oh, we'll do that. Marco just told me today that it was out. You never let me know it was out.
No, but I posted all over Facebook.
I don't go on fucking social media.
You're a podcast host. You're supposed to be.
No, I'm off the grid. I'm trying to be different from everybody else on this planet.
You've succeeded.
I still have like 2 years worth of shit that I did not approve for my wall yet.
Happy birthday, Fop, from 2011.
Yeah, right, exactly. If I go ahead and approve everything, you should see all the shit that'll come out. I'll be like, wow, look at all this junk. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, okay. I can't wait to hear the episode. We're going to cut up some clips with your permission. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then
I only expected as much.
Okay, good.
But I realized when I put it out last night that I should have put it out sooner, so you guys would have much like a little bit more time. But
that's okay, because honestly, we all came here with the notion that we didn't want to do the show anyway.
Yeah,
we're just phoning it in right now. So next week we'll be better prepared and a little bit more energized. The weather's been shitty. Everyone feels like shit.
I know, it's miserable, and both of us might be hit by this terrible hurricane, which will not be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And you don't have a rock to hide under.
Oh, that would be so good.
Hide under your recording equipment. It's not good for anything else.
Oh boy.
Nice.
Mean, Chris.
Please do her show.
Portion of the show talking about you.
I'm going to make sure he does your show. As soon as we get this shit set up at his place, that's going to be the first order of business. I'm going to call you up and I'm going to show up unexpectedly at his house and be like, we're doing the show unannounced. That way he has no excuse.
We'll see. Once I get set up.
See, like, I feel like I have all of the okays from everybody on your side except for the actual person.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, yeah, they don't speak for me. Their right. okays mean nothing.
Right, exactly. Right.
Except that night when Missy and I went out and we were having a drink and Facebook messaged you and you agreed once you had your studio set up.
Yeah, I agreed because I was busy doing something. Mm-hmm. I had to get off the phone.
You agreed and now it's out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows you agreed, so it's...
Well, you have it in writing, Shannon, so...
I believe it was a maybe in writing.
Nope. It was an absolute. I'm going to post it.
Uh-oh. Just don't approve it for 2 years like I did. Who knows what happens in 2 years? Oh, Missy or Shannon, whatever you do, stay away from Popeyes or KFC in the meantime. Pedro might be hiding out in front of one of them.
It's true because now I'm scared about when I'm working tomorrow night.
He's not going to show up.
Now he's all talk, man.
First of all, if he shows up, you're not going to know him because nobody knows what he fucking looks like.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry about him showing up to the club. I think you need to worry about him breaking into your apartment while you're not there.
Yeah.
No, but like I feel like I've looked him up on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that enough where I've seen pictures where I believe it's him in the character.
As a matter of fact, the first couple times you called us tonight, that noise was probably him breathing. you might want to check the closet.
No, I feel like I've seen pictures of him on Facebook. I don't know. I can't remember exactly where it was, but like with the disguise on, I feel like I've seen the picture.
Yeah, yeah. He had a couple of those up a while ago, but nobody knows what he looks like. He's off the grid too.
All right, I gotta give those pictures to the bouncers tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you see this guy in a black ski mask walk in, make sure he doesn't get his. It'd be pretty easy.
All right, so I'll let you guys go. I'm going to bed because I have a long day tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you guys soon. And Chris, I will have you on my show soon, right?
Yep.
And you too, Marco.
Soon enough, kid. Yeah, soon enough.
Once everything's filed, you're going to
soon enough.
Now, see, now I can't do it because Marco's show's going to blow mine out of the water.
No, it won't.
No, it'll be a different type of show with you.
No, it won't. Don't worry. Marco will ruin that too.
You're an asshole.
Yes, I am.
Jesus, I hope you...
What?
Nothing.
What, I fucking die?
No,
son of
never,
a bitch?
I would never.
I'm not trying to scam you out of money.
I hope you have a successful relationship. You'll be the only one in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't that bother all of you?
Not me. Hey, I don't care.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Shannon, we never even met. Wait till we meet, then you'll really be pissed off. She's going to be like, you got to be fucking kidding me. That's the first thing she's going to say when she meets. There's no fucking way. Is she blind?
Wow, his girlfriend's settled.
Yeah. God, she must be damaged goods.
Oh my God.
Oh. All right. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye,
see you, Shannon. Shannon checking in from the thing is. Please, you guys got to download her podcast, especially the episode with Missy and young Michael.
Yeah, she's awesome, man.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say she's an alcoholic. The drink every
just
night?
Just figuring this out?
I think she should see somebody.
Nah, she's good.
Missy, you're good.
Let Missy be your life coach. Yeah. No offense, Margo. I don't think you should be the guy for the job either.
I'm not a big drinker. I can help her through that.
Missy will counsel her through alcohol. Marco will counsel her through relationships.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Sure, we'll end up dead.
And you and me will help dig the grave.
Jesus Christ. Well, she's short, right? It shouldn't be.
Yeah. You're in a shoebox. Right next to the dog.
That's a lot of breast, though. That's a lot of boob.
Easy.
We'll give them to you.
I'll take them.
Oh, is that a douche chill I just felt? Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Marco, you're cursed, bro. Cursed.
Hey, if I can make you laugh or bust my balls, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems to be.
If I make your life feel much better, then good. Perfect. I'll do this.
Yeah.
So at least I'm not Marco.
Yeah, I've said that a couple times.
There you go.
In the last couple days.
I wish I could try that.
I've said that a couple days. Yeah. A couple times. Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather be Caitlyn Jenner than you. Oh, my life's better.
At least
I was just found innocent of killing somebody.
At least it's happy.
Yeah,
it's happy.
Also got nice knockers.
poor Marco.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, poor you. Poor you.
Gag order.
Yeah, no shit. Hey, well, there's really nothing to talk about, really, except for the fact that, you know.
Even when it's done, she's still telling him what to do.
I don't know. The way I look at it is, Marco, to me, you're Tim Robbins. You're out of Shawshank. You made it, bro. You got out. Yeah. You got out.
Yeah.
Old Andy made it out okay. Oh, man. Morgan's just sitting there, tight-lipped, can't say nothing.
All his responses are nonverbal. Maybe we should get a Periscope and put this shit on there.
You want me to Periscope now? I'll Periscope.
Periscope, goddammit.
Make sure it's just on.
Periscope. What you need is a telescope to see in the future, so you know what mistakes not to make. And speaking of telescope, did anybody see that blood moon over the weekend?
I did.
What'd you think?
Looked good.
I thought it was cool until I saw pictures online of where other places in the world was closer and much clearer.
Dude, it kept getting so cloudy during the really good parts, and that was upsetting. But at like 10:47, I saw it really fucking clear.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was weird.
But then clouds rolled in, and they kept rolling in, and I was like, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm. It got old fast.
Yeah, but I stayed outside for like an hour.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me and her stood outside. See, we did something.
I have a telescope.
You do?
Hmm?
I always wanted to get one, and I just never got around to it.
Yeah, I love it. My brother bought it
for
me
before. Is it really a noticeable difference than just looking up at the sky?
Oh, it's amazing.
Really?
You can see all the craters on it.
No shit. That's pretty cool.
You can see trash.
No. Oh, see like a
the bellhop taking
it. See like a big gulp cup on there or something?
No, but you can see things so good.
Twix wrapper.
Right.
Twix wrapper.
How does the marquee look on the Lunar Inn?
One of the bulbs are blown out.
Do they have valet parking?
No. They haven't changed it in a while.
No. Yeah, they found, I don't know why they title it this way online and in the news, but they found liquid water on the Mars.
On Mars, yeah.
Which I don't know why they have to specify
liquid. Oh, because they found ice before.
Okay, so that's ice.
So that's
how we call ice.
That's frozen water.
Yeah. Now, see somebody. Right. You can just say ice and water.
Yeah.
You don't have to say liquid water or frozen water or whatever.
I agree. It's a big deal, though.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's no different than saying we found ISIS on Mars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no point in saying that. This is retarded.
Yeah, I'm stoked, man. There's, like, lots of shit going on in space right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what your Space Weekly tells you?
I still listen to Neil deGrasse every week.
Do you? What was he have a podcast?
Yeah.
No shit.
It's awesome. It's great.
Oh my God. Your bean really must be smoking.
Between that and all the books that I'm reading right now, I'm like totally an overload.
What are you reading?
I'm reading that Short History of Nearly Everything.
Mm.
And then I started reading Origin of Species by Darwin.
Okay.
So now I'm all fucked up. Like I'm reading about like creationism or whatever.
Right.
So it's like crazy. It's got my mind like thinking about a million different things at once. I'm having like an existential crisis again.
Whoa.
Yeah. Too much science and shit.
New year, same bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's new stuff. I'm learning. I feel like I'm getting smarter.
Here we go.
I do feel it.
Wrong.
I feel like I wasted so much of the summer just getting so fucked up that I didn't really like absorb anything. Like, I just had so much fun,
right.
Which is good. But now I'm, like, regretting it.
You're regretting your thriving?
I am. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, most people don't regret thriving.
I know. I don't regret raging, but I do regret thriving.
Oh.
As much as I thrived.
You're a fucking idiot.
I could have thrived a little less, is all I'm saying.
Enraged a little more?
Enraged a little more.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
But yeah. So.
Wait, what's this got to do with science?
Well, because you said my bean must really be smoking.
Oh, that, yeah.
And then I ranted.
Yeah, but it sounds like your brain's all fucked up from all this science shit you're reading.
It's a good thing. It's a good fucked up. It's not a bad fucked up.
Aren't you confused about stuff?
No, I feel like things are starting to fall into place.
So nope!
So you're reading shit, you're like, so the light doesn't leave the eyes.
Yes. My world and is completely rocked now.
And it is medulla.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. Let's go nostalgia. Old time sake. What is it?
I know how to say it now.
Say it.
Say it.
All right. Medulla oblongata.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Just like the other week.
Like if a fifth grader said it, you'd give it to them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if someone with a speech impediment.
Medulla oblongata.
Yeah, but look how far I've come, because before I thought it was Abdullah. Remember?
Abdullah oblongata. Yeah.
Abu Gaba.
So it's like, he said both words
out of prison in fucking
Abu Dhabi. I mean,
Abdullah Abu Gaba.
Abdullah Gabo Gaba.
Abu Gaba.
Oh my God. Remember?
Abdullah Abu Gaba.
Dude, remember when I couldn't even read ingredients of shit? I feel like I'm a grown up now.
I love how you just try to. You really build yourself up. You're your best critic. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm so much smarter than I used
to be. Listen, somebody's got to believe in me and might as well be.
Why? You don't have people believing in you?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about this room. But out there, you don't have people. Yes,
everybody believes in me. But when I'm here, I have to make sure that I believe in myself.
Oh, because we beat you down.
You try.
We don't try. It's not like we sit there, shut the mics off, and just like.
But, yeah, so science and space. There's lots of shit going on in there.
Thank you, Captain
Thanks
Obvious.
For the weekly wrap-up.
My mind overpowers science.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, let's take a break.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
No! Yes!
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes! The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding.
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back.
Don't forget to go to radcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. We need it. We love it.
Do it!
Do it.
Anybody ever hear that? The Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, do
inspirational
it!
Inspirational video?
Do it!
Do it! Oh my God.
He's such a tool.
He's
he
a
really
crazy
is.
Person. Yeah, he ain't
right. Believe in your dreams and do it! Sorry,
he's
Marco.
A crazy that's all right.
I totally fucking
that's all right.
left you out.
That's all right.
My bad.
Don't worry about it.
Just don't file any paperwork against me, huh?
Don't serve them.
That you got served.
Ding!
Hey, did you guys see, well, you probably didn't because it's so fucking weird, but some fucking asshole robbed a auto part shop with a maxi pad over
maxi
his eyes.
Pad?
That was his disguise. He actually put
wait,
a maxi
pad. What?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It sounds exactly, it sounds weird, but it happened exactly the way I'm saying it. The guy put a maxi pad over his eyes and robbed an auto part shop. There's pictures of it online. It's phenomenal. It's fucking great.
What an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like,
you couldn't
wow.
find anything else?
Yeah, exactly.
Cover your
like
eyes?
Maybe a ski mask. Even
something.
A fucking sock.
Well, he was broke as shit, obviously.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. I mean, his when he left, he put his regular person disguise. It was a bunch of tampons, like glasses. Yeah.
Did he run in any walls? Did he cut out eye holes?
No, I think he could see like underneath it. So apparently he thought just by covering the eyes, you can't be...
Like identified?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He just made it so easy because normally it'd be like an average height, average build, Caucasian, whatever. You know.
Fucking pad on his face. Jesus. Where was this at?
I forgot where it was.
In Chicago, there was a bank robbery and the people dressed up like Rick James. And
yes! That's awesome.
And
yes!
somebody from like the Sugar Hill gang.
No shit.
I swear to God. It was so fucking hilarious because their faces were what? You could see their
right.
faces,
right,
but
right.
their hair and shit. It was so fucking funny.
That's awesome.
That was in Chicago.
That was,
I
that's
was like,
great.
Holy shit.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I wonder if they talk like them.
That would be great.
That would be yeah. awesome.
And no dye packs, motherfucker. We need the small bills. That's fucking funny. There was another robbery that was kind of funny. Some dude went in and got a manicure and then robbed it.
What?
He actually sat for the whole manicure.
And then he's
and
like,
he got
and...
up and he fucking... When he went to go pay at the register... That's when he pulled out his weapon and robbed
the
place.
And he was like, put it in this pretty hand.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Give me the money.
That's fucked up.
It's funny as shit.
Hey, got what he
there's
needed.
Some fucking stupid fucking people out there, man. Fucking
oh,
dumb.
Yeah. Super stupid.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Shit like this. I didn't realize that shit like this happens almost every
oh,
fucking
yeah.
day.
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up dumb shit. And it almost makes you wonder, like, you always wonder, like, oh, wow, there's some really stupid people on this earth. And then you hear these stories, like, yes, there are. Like, it totally reinforces that thought. Like, wow, there's stupid people on this earth. You know, I was reading something, a woman was feeding bears outside of her house and got attacked.
Feeding bears?
Yeah. Yeah. There were bears. She lives in the woods. And she always, you know, she, right. She's always, you know, feeding the bears. And, you know, the authorities, the, I guess the game commission cop or whatever.
Yogi Bear.
Was like, yeah, was like, you know, hey, don't do that. They can attack you. And she's like, no, I'll be fine. The very next time she went to go yeah. feed, they fucking mauled her.
Did she die?
I don't think so. I think she survived. That's but still.
Up. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I watched this video today of a woman screaming at a bear, right? So, yeah, the video is hilarious
really?
Cause she's going nuts. This bear is like coming
is it,
towards
is it under,
her.
Oh, okay. That was the one that was under a porch.
No. They have, you can kayak in these rivers in like Colorado. We'll just say it's that. And, you can stop at these cabins along the way and they're public cabins, I guess, where you can eat or whatever.
Right.
She had pepper spray. So she was like, pepper. The bear starts walking towards her and her kayak is like right next to
the
lake. The
bear's like, oh, spicy.
So she's like, thank you for not, she starts off the thing. She's like, thank you for not ruining my kayak, bear, but I'm going to spray you with pepper spray. And it like starts walking towards her and she sprays it with pepper spray.
Oh no.
Pissed it off.
But guess what it fucking did?
What?
It went and destroyed her fucking kayak. Yeah.
I'll show you, bitch.
And she's screaming at it. She has the phone and she's jumping up and down and she's like, bear, no bear, stop bear. Like she's fucking going nuts.
That's phenomenal.
What? She's asking the bear why it's doing what it's doing.
There's a reason.
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing
yeah.
this, bear?
Why me?
No, he's like, this is fucking awesome. Like,
yeah. Some people are just fucking retarded, man. Yeah.
There's a chick who's getting fucking hammered online right now. She's like a real big like animal advocate, and she did like a little PSA on her Facebook page or something. She's like, if you see a turtle in the road, save its life. So what she did was, there was a video of her. She picked up a turtle and threw it in the water. It was a tortoise. They don't swim.
Yeah, they just
so they
hammered her. Just throwing shit at her.
They were hammering her on Facebook and shit, and she's like, she's all crying and stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently she saved it, like, cause it,
I would hope so.
Not saved it. The thing actually, she put it like right at the edge of the water, so it ended up popping out. She claims it popped up out of the water and crawled out, but I don't think
so. Yeah, but tortoises are mad slow. So it could have drowned.
They're mad slow.
Yeah, they're really mad slow. Yeah.
Missy's mad slow.
Yeah, everybody's dumb. And what proves that is what you're not on Facebook really, so you don't really know what's going on, I guess.
No, I'm
but
I'm
everybody
dumb.
Over the past 3 days have been copying and pasting this goddamn disclaimer again.
What yeah. disclaimer?
The one that's like, I, as of this time of this day, don't allow Facebook to use my videos.
Bullshit.
And it's a fucking hoax. It's
obviously
like
it happens every fucking year.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
seems
and it
like
came back around again, and everybody's like, "But I saw it on the news." It's like Marco with his Kenan's is closed because he saw it in the Courier Post.
Fuck off.
What?
But seriously, like, I have to look up everything every time I see an article, and I don't know if it's real.
Right? You Google it.
You have to Google it now because the internet is full of lies. It's just filled.
We've been telling you that.
I know.
You're like, everything on the internet is true. You've been saying that for so fucking long, like your stupid shark selfie.
He did take a selfie with a shark.
Yeah, well, I don't think that anymore. And today when I was like looking up, like just perusing the internet, I fucking saw this thing that this mother was going to sue Netflix because of that whole Netflix and chill thing. Because her 16-year-old daughter got pregnant.
What? Yeah, that's Netflix's fault.
Yes.
Wait, what happened?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
Yeah.
No.
When people text that to each other?
No.
It means come over, let's fuck.
It's Netflix basically. Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Wow. I would be a horrible date.
I'm watching this movie. And go to sleep.
Yeah. I would be like, all right, cool. What are we watching? Bring over popcorn and fucking Raisin Eggs and shit.
Well, anyway, she was saying that Netflix, you know, promotes
medulla oblongata.
Yeah. Medulla oblongata.
Slow down.
It makes people whores. So fucking.
All right, porgy pig.
Yeah,
abity abity ab. That's all, folks.
But anyway, the moral of the story is it was false. It was not true. But everybody was posting it like it was fucking a real thing that really happened.
Right.
And they're like, can you believe this woman is trying to sue Netflix? And I'm like, it's not real.
What do you get out of posting fake stories?
Well, the big one today was apparently this guy in Arizona had one of those breathalyzers in his car in order to start it. And he was so drunk that it wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently grabbed a raccoon off the street.
I heard about this.
Yeah, and he shoved it, like he shoved the mouth on the thing and it actually started the car for him. And he put the raccoon in the back seat and it mauled him while he was driving. Well, apparently,
of course it did.
Apparently it's not true. Apparently it's a fake story. It's a hoax.
Damn it.
Yeah, because that's fucking amazing.
And people are so stupid in this country that the wrong fake story could cause like mass hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I hate clicking on a story. Because, you know, from the headline, it sounds interesting. Like, oh, let me click on that. And you read it, and you're like, this can't be true. And then you Google it, and you find out it's not true. I'm like, I just wasted 10 minutes of my fucking time reading this fake story.
Right. They get you on some. They really do.
It's such bull. I don't see what people gain by posting fake stories.
They want you to waste your time.
Like, if it's The Onion and everybody knows it's a fake story, that's fine.
Right.
But promote it as that. Everybody knows what The Onion is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody knows what, you know, buttfuck.com. And they post these stupid stories.
Is that any good?
A little violent.
A little violent. Prolapsed. Yeah, it's just funny how people are just posting stupid shit and fake shit too. It's like, you know, what do you gain by that? I mean, yeah, you get a rise out of people.
Yeah, but some people don't even think it. They think it's real.
Right.
And then you have to tell them that it's not true.
Right. It's bullshit. Right. It's just, you know, it's just dumb. I mean, somebody was posting fake stories about the Pope visit.
Yep.
you know, saying, I don't know, something like they literally, like, you know, shook the hand or whatever. And I'm like, first of all, the Pope doesn't shake hands. The Pope palms your head, says a prayer.
Yep.
Or kisses you if you're a baby, right?
Right, or if you're handicapped.
Yeah.
So it's like, there is a cool video where he just got off the airplane.
I saw it.
And there was a kid behind the rail that was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he told them to stop. He got out of the car.
I saw that.
And he walked right over to him. And, you know, he touched the kid on his head. The kid got up and walked. No, I'm just kidding. See, that's fake.
The kid got up and fell because he still can't walk.
Yeah. Like, well, the dude from Scary Movie 2.
I can do it myself.
Well, there is.
What are you looking at?
There is some truth to it. I mean, I never.
No, he did. He ever, did go over him, yeah. But the kid didn't get up. But that would have been awesome, though, wouldn't it?
That would have been insane.
I think that would make a believer out of me if that happened.
Yeah. But then I would have to, like, go on.
I'd have the Pope touch my penis. Make it bigger. Make me skinny. Touch my love handles. Make me skinny.
See, Mark Wahlberg hosted the whole thing?
No.
He made a reference about Ted to the Pope.
No, what?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I don't know. Oh, some kid sang. Some 14-year-old kid sang. He was, like, real good. And,
oh, yeah. I saw that kid.
Yeah, the little fat black kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He was, like, a little Luther.
And he whispered to he whispered, I love Ted. And then he said, this kid just whispered, I love Ted. I'm sorry, Pontiff, or whatever he called him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry for making that
what
movie.
What was he doing
something.
Hosting it? He was in Philly?
He's big on the families and Catholic. He goes to church every Sunday. Yeah, he's big, and all of a sudden. Yeah,
like, say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah.
He's like a reformed badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the Funky Bunch is reformed. Or is it
probably
just
all dead.
Why'd you go out with all of them?
No, but I did like them.
He's like, who were the names, the Funky Bunch?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Oh. Yeah.
I think Funky Bunch was a fake story.
I wish.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. I'm fucking Mark Wahlberg. I heard today that, what's his name? Fucking old black guy. I just did his stupid impression. I tried to anyway.
Morgan Freeman?
He was in Philly today. They're filming a movie in Philly.
Really?
Yeah. One of the hotels he was spotted seeing, like, coming out of.
Apparently, Bill Murray was all over Philly a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome to run into Bill Murray.
And people take pictures with him. He looks so miserable in every picture.
Yeah, he does.
Well,
I swear to God.
That's just how he looks.
Yeah, but he stops and he...
He does.
He does stop for him. Right. Even though he's miserable, but he still stops.
Yeah, my job, they dropped off a bunch of cakes with pictures of his face on it, which was weird. For some movie.
You
should have
took a picture.
I can show you a picture.
Well, after the show.
All right. But they fucking... I don't know, Cascade or some shit is a movie he's got coming out.
The cleaner? the dishwasher cleaner?
It's spelled with a K. Isn't the cleaner spelled with a C?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, if it's about a dishwasher, obviously the lead would be a woman.
So it'd be fiction.
Science fiction.
How does this work?
Somebody at my work before, we have a dishwasher in our kitchen, and somebody put dishwasher.
I bet she's Mexican. Oh,
is he talking about Juan? Machine?
No, it was a girl.
Oh.
She put dishwashing, like sink dishwashing detergent, and instead of dishwashing, like hand soap.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God!
It came all out.
Right? Oh, it came out. It was everywhere. It was
my dishes smell like pumpkin.
There was fucking white foam all over the kitchen.
Am I the only one who's pumpkined out right now?
You know what?
It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous.
Everything's been ridiculous for 5 years.
Yeah, it's
I still
too
drink
much.
Pumpkin coffee every morning.
I can't even stand it anymore.
I like pumpkin beer.
I can't drink that.
Speaking of which, I've been having. I'm no longer allowed to go to this Dunkin' Donuts in the morning.
Why?
I have exhausted my visitation privileges.
Okay.
Would you eat every donut there?
Yeah, yeah.
Come here no more.
Yeah, I broke in and just right before they open up, and I just they just find me in a pool of jelly and powdered sugar.
Did you ever see that possum that broke into the bakery in
no,
New York?
That was me.
And he ate all the pastries so much that when they found him, he was just lounging. His belly was all fat, and there was jelly down his face.
That's
and
awesome.
He just stared at them like, I don't even – I have no regrets.
I bet you if I didn't manscape, that's probably how I would look. No, so anyway, this every morning on the way to work, I stop at this Dunkin' Donuts. Every morning I get the same thing, large iced coffee, cream and sugar. Very easy.
Yeah.
It's not a Starbucks fucking order.
decaf, half calf. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
All that's right. Simple.
This dumb fucking piece of shit kid that's working in the Dunkin' Donuts never gets my fucking
How
order.
How's that
right.
possible?
I hate that.
I lost my shit the other day. He hands me a medium iced coffee with literally like 2 ice cubes in it. He thinks he's doing me a favor by giving me less ice, yeah, which I don't. I want half ice. I want the shit to be cold for a while. Right. You know? Pumpkin coffee. Who said pumpkin, you fuck? This kid makes me want to be like racist. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I want to kill this kid. Obviously, he's not white.
Okay.
But he's like sleeping at the store. And he doesn't, I'm the only one in line. So it's not like he's got a line of fucking people to worry
about.
Oh,
you're not even in the drive thru?
Yeah, I'm in the drive thru. Oh, okay. I'm in drive thru. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
All right. So
I'm
he's
by
just
myself. There's
or something?
No. He's, and every day he'll give me the coffee and it's wrong. And I'm like, dude, I asked for a large iced coffee. I could smell the pumpkin. Oh, my bad. I'll get you another one. What does he do? He dumps it into a large cup and adds more milk or more cream or whatever. He hands it back to me and I don't even realize it. And then I realize when I drive away, he doesn't give me a fucking straw again.
Oh.
Right. So I pop the lid off and I drink it. It's disgusting. Fucking disgusting. So I'm like, I'm going to get this motherfucker tomorrow. So the next morning, I come back through the drive-thru, and I'm like, this is exactly how I made my order, how I said my order. I want a large iced coffee with cream and sugar. Drive around. There's another dude in there, and him, same guy.
Mm-hmm.
The dude's the one who takes my debit card. And then the other guy, same guy, comes over, hands me a fucking medium coffee with milk. He says, you said milk, right? No sugar? What the fuck? Is your headphones fucked up? I lost my shit. I went nuts. I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking telling your manager. I'm driving back here in the afternoon, and I'm fucking telling your manager, you can't work here. You're fucking stupid.
Oh, shit.
I'm screaming at him through the little fucking window, and I just want to snatch him and drive away, watch his body like fucking fly through the window. I lost my shit, and then I took the fucking coffee, and I slammed it up against the fucking, the right above the doors that open, and
no
I drove away.
Way.
Yeah, it was worth the $2.
Fuck you! What did he do? Did he just stare at you?
He was just like, it was like...
Did
like,
he seem
dumbfounded?
Oh, happened
so fast.
Yeah, he was like, he was just so like out of it. His eyes got all bright and big.
He's like, but I, America.
What?
America.
Obama didn't take my fucking order. It was fucking horrible. And I was like, that's it. I got to go to the one
really,
on Front Street.
You're drinking medium.
I
got
to go over the bridge now and go to the one on Front Street before I hop on 95 South.
Yep. That's
but they
go
get
on,
my order right.
Yep.
You know?
That's the one I
stopped
at. And
I'm just like, son of a... How's this guy get... And before... He's been there a month, and he's fucked up my order every time. Never gives me the right fucking coffee. And everybody that's been there before him... Like, there was this girl that was working there. She was immaculate. The coffee was perfect. Every time was a 10. And I'm like, man, I hope she never leaves. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I say
she's
that.
She's like,
gone.
Where did she transfer to?
Yeah, no fucking shit. Like, I'm going to stalk my fucking barista. Like, are you serious? Like, I couldn't believe it. This guy is fucking terrible. And then, this is the kind of day I had. I'm driving back to my work, and I notice that there's a car that's driving kind of fucking. This is going to blow your mind.
Oh, I'm excited.
There's a car that's kind of driving funny, like driving like on the line, not in between, not in the lanes. So I'm like beeping the horn. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with
this? Is this also at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No. This is later in the day. This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or close to it. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? And it was a little Volkswagen Bug.
Okay. A newer one or an older one?
A newer one.
Okay.
Okay. Swerving, staying on the line, not picking a lane. I'm fucking laying on the horn.
It was finally, a dog.
You know what? A dog would have been better. You ready for this?
What?
Guess what was driving?
What?
An actual mentally retarded person.
No way.
Yes way. Yes way.
They're not allowed to drive.
No shit, they're not allowed to drive.
That's bullshit. Okay.
That was the horn. That's how they beat back at me. No, I'm dead serious. Hand to God, the fucking kid was
anybody
had Down
with
syndrome.
Him?
No.
He took that car. He took it without anybody knowing.
And he was vicious looking. He was crouched near the fucking steering wheel. Like, his nose was almost touching the steering wheel. And he was just like, and he just like looked both ways. It was fucking evil. And I'm like, oh my God, this fucking guy's going to kill somebody, if not himself. He was absolutely evil looking. He kind of looked like he looked a little bit like the fucking dude from The Ringer. You know the one that he roomed with? You broke it.
Yep. You broke it.
You picked it up and you scratched it. He looked just like him, except his hair wasn't as dark. Same fucking face, though, and he actually had glasses that were like Coke bottles or whatever.
Man.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, how is he fucking driving? This is not right. This is not right. Although I have to say, he was better than a lot of girls on their cell phones, which is weird.
Did you yell at him and did he look at you or anything?
Oh, at that point, I slammed the brakes. No, because it was so much traffic. It was like almost like a parking lot. I slammed the brakes and I let other cars get in front of me. So I was like way away from him. And I was moving all the way over to the right to take that very next exit. Cause I was like, this dude's going to cause a fucking pile.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. That's
I couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there. I'm asking myself, do I call the cops? What do they do here? How do I even describe what's going on? There's a fucking window licker.
I'm going to call the police.
It's a fucking window licker driving a car on 95 South. Like,
I've called the cops on drunk drivers before. So
drunk drivers, yeah. But
saving a life.
How often do you see a mentally challenged person behind the wheel?
I've never ever seen that in my entire life. That's like a unicorn.
Right. That's exactly. You know what? If there was a unicorn on 95, I would believe that more than what I saw. Because I kept doing double takes, and I even fucking pulled right up to him. Like when we were stopped,
what
I'm
is
looking,
happening right now?
And he's just like,
"Was he old or young?"
I can't fucking tell. Yeah, you know how they are.
They never age.
No. You know what I was waiting for? I was waiting for him to rip the steering wheel completely off because of that retard strength they have. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, this car is stolen. This is probably his caretaker's car or his mom's car or nurse's
jumped
car.
Jumped in it and fucking.
And just took it for a fucking joyride. And I'm like, this is not like Rain Man. That kid, that dude was autistic. This dude's retarded. Like, he's straight up, like, mentally challenged. Mm. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, he's seriously gonna crash or he's gonna bump
something. Sure.
And you know what? I can almost guarantee he did.
I'm sure.
I took the very next exit and took like the back streets home, back to
like,
work.
Fuck this noise.
Yeah, no, fuck that, man. That was bullshit.
That's
I didn't even
want to
see that shit.
No.
Because I know
out
my
of
luck.
Out of mind.
I know my luck, I would have witnessed and been stuck in that fucking traffic and I would have been like, you know, fine.
Because he would probably hit something and then keep going. Like, it was bumper cars.
He
wouldn't
know.
Like,
you know the scene in Wolf of Wall Street where he thinks he's driving okay? That's exactly what this guy was probably doing at some point. Like, nobody – I think other people caught on to who he was because a lot of people
split.
Yes. Yeah, it was like parting the Red Sea.
Everybody's making eye contact.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
I was the only one. I think other people were probably trying to warn me because they were beeping the horn. I'm like, what are you beeping at me for? Right. Hi, Chris. Just fucking, what the hell's going on?
Somebody probably called the cops on him at that point.
Yeah, but how are they going to catch him? He's moving. Southbound on 95.
Again, get the license
past the common exit. By the time they get to him, you know.
Sometimes they'll stay on the phone with you, too, if you're going in the same direction. They don't want you to chase the person, obviously, but.
Yeah, I wasn't. Trust me.
You stay away from that.
But I would have rather seen a dog driving a car.
Dude, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
A dog would probably drive.
That would
better.
Be cool. I was trying to even take a picture of this fucking guy.
Oh, that would have been great.
And I couldn't. I couldn't because he was too sporadic with
the
way he was driving.
That's terrifying.
At one point, he almost like literally drove right into the front of my truck. And I was like, you know, I was backing off. I was like, no way. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there so evil and hunched over.
Oh, my God. I keep picturing it.
Right on the steering wheel. Like, I don't even know how he actually saw the road because it looked like his eye line was lined up with the top of the steering wheel.
He probably didn't think he had to look at the road. He probably thought, like, this
is retard sight.
the wheel needs to be aligned with something. Like, he knows.
It was scary,
They don't learn that shit.
It was fucking scary.
Wow.
Really scary.
That's fucked up.
I have really bad luck with retarded people.
Yeah.
Really bad.
It sounds like it.
Stuck with three of them every Thursday night.
Remember the Burger King fry girl or whatever?
What?
Remember you got Burger King before and
your food
on the ground?
She threw it in my fucking car. Fucking cunt. Yeah, they had it was the wings. It was the boneless buffalo wings. There you go. Threw it on the floor of my car. I'm like, what the fuck?
She just turned around. She's like, bye-bye. And she walked away. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm like, who's
fucking
somebody is fucking with me. Damn, man. It sucks. I remember working in a department store, and I was I had just cleaned the counter. And these
Oh my God, I remember this.
Yeah,
story.
The fucking assholes that these fucking bitches that their job is to watch these kids or
they're
people
not.
And they want to go shopping. So they said, you know, we'll just bring it. It'll be fine. As soon as they walk in, and they touch the fucking glass and there's like dried slobber on their hands. And then one dude is like drooling on the glass. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, get away. Get away. I'm like, leave. Get out of here. Somebody get this fucking kid. Yeah, like,
get
I don't even
the
care.
Fuck out right now.
I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, I leave like around the counter and go around the other side, and I look up the aisle, and one of them is like 50 feet down the aisle with his pants around his ankle.
Danger zone.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, come on, man.
It's tough, man. Like, I'll see him out at dinner, and there'll be like a whole table of them with their one handler.
What?
Yeah, like they'll bring.
Where do you eat?
I don't know, restaurant. But they must have been like, must be their night out on the town.
A night
we're
out
going to Friday.
A night out of the asylum.
And they're throwing shit. And I'm like, I'm not sitting there.
Are they gorillas?
Yeah, basically. I'm not sitting next to them. I feel bad, but,
right.
You know, you're acting a fool.
They probably sit there like, they're in Fridays, but they're singing the wrong song. I want my baby back, baby back, baby. Ribs.
I went to Boston Market the other day with my friend Tim, and there was two with their handler, I guess.
Right.
And they sat there the entire time and didn't even speak. They just ate their food and then left.
You know what really freaks me out?
What happens?
It was kind of freaky.
They have like this sixth sense when they know someone's looking at them, and they turn around with that quick breakneck. And all you see is their eyes magnified through their glasses, and you're just like, you have no. You ever
look
like
that way?
You ever like make the face, but you don't mean to? You just,
all the time.
Like I've done that with ugly chicks too. I'd be like, ooh, you know, like, and just not even mean to do it. Yeah, and you get caught. And they're like, what the fuck is this guy making faces for? Just like, oh, beat, and like fucking, you know. Well, it's the same thing. They just sit there, just like. You know, they look at you with their cross eyes and their magnified fucking pupils.
That's when you're like, what the fuck are you looking at?
No, I don't do that to them. No, are you kidding? They'll pick me up over their heads and throw me out the fucking window.
Yeah, it's not their fault. I feel bad for them.
Stop mocking me!
Did we offend you, Marco?
No, not at all.
You know what, though?
I feel
you never,
bad.
But you never really had to interact with them. Remember when we were in high school?
Yeah.
To get out of school for the day, they said, does anybody want to volunteer to go over to the college across the street and volunteer, because they were having a bunch of mentally challenged kids come in, and there was all kinds of things that they were going to do, and you had a choice. You could, like, work the elevator. You can, you know. I thought you could pick, so I was like, oh, I want to work the elevator, you know. And I got to work the elevator for, like, 5 fucking minutes, and then because I was in art class, they said, you need to go and paint their faces. I was like, what?
Ew.
I wouldn't have never fucking left school for this. How do you paint on slobber?
You can't.
Right.
Water paint.
Spray paint.
Dude, I wish it was spray paint. It would have been a lot easier. All right, close your eyes.
Earl Scheib.
Yeah, they were like, they go, you have to ask him, what do you want on your face? One dude was like, I'm Spider-Man. And I'm
bicycle.
Like, Spider-Man. I'm like,
take like 45 minutes. I'm not
like,
what
the fuck are you? Yeah, it's like that kid in fucking Wedding Crashers. Make me a bicycle clown. It was exactly like that, except if the kid was retarded.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here, I'm like, Spider-Man. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, looking at the paint colors he got. I'm like, this is going to look like a Latino Spider-Man. Is it going to look like? I gave him like yellow eyes. And then right when you get to right when you get to the nose and mouth, he's got like dry snot down his nose, and he's got like, you know, spit and slobber down his chin. And I'm like, I have to throw this brush out when I'm done. Like, I don't know what to do with this because it's nasty.
So you painted right over the snot.
You're pushing it into the paint. So you're sitting there, and I'm like, yeah, he doesn't look like a Spider-Man. He looks like he got into a food fight. He looked like in a Taco Bell. Like, it was horrible. Man. You know, instead of red, I only had like orange. Right. Like that red wasn't available. It was out. It was done. You know, they made me go there when it was already halfway through the day, and I'm sitting there and I gave him an orange face with yellow eyes, And for the lines on his face, it was blue. And yeah, I was like, this is the best I could do, kid. You know? And I'm like, you know, and he's sitting there. Well, you have to show him the mirror when you're done. He's like, that's not the color. And I'm like, yes, it is. I'm like, I know. This is the color. It looks different to you. Maybe your glasses are dirty. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Because their handlers don't give a shit. They just go off and do their own thing. They're sitting in the cafeteria drinking coffee. Like, thank God we got a break. Yeah,
let these high school kids. Let them take care of these guys.
What a fucking nightmare. Ugh.
I have to do volunteer work next month with old people.
Oh, perfect. All they do is fuck. Well, you're in. You don't have to wait 5 days.
Part of your probation?
I do. I always volunteer.
You do.
I do. But my job is, guess what my job is to do?
Suck their dicks.
jizz mopper.
No, I get to walk around in Christmas Carol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be singing?
Yeah.
Good thing they turned their hearing aids down.
Yeah, right. What was that?
I was like, they were like, do you want to decorate Christmas trees or...
silver bells. Oh, silver bells.
And I was like, I'm fucking singing. That's what I want.
Oh, we got a call coming in.
Damn, I should have...
Hello?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Yo, what's up?
Hola, Missy.
Hola, Pedro.
¿Cómo estás?
Sí.
You have a sexy voice.
I'll sing to you.
Yeah, right. You fucking bitch, man. I was listening to that shit. I listened to that fucking interview and shit. And I'm like, you fucking bitch, man.
Why am I a bitch, man?
Yeah, because... you went single, and you were dating a whole bunch of people. You were talking about, like, that you were showing the guys that you were hooking up on Tinder, and you're dating this guy, and dating this guy, and you never gave me a chance. That's fucked up.
You were creepy then.
No, I was being Betty nice to you, and you know that shit.
He's Betty nice.
Betty.
You're very nice now, but you weren't then.
No. After, like, Fabio gave me the whole, yo, you gotta, you know, be nice to her and shit. I'm like, okay, I'll be nice to her and shit. And I was very nice to you, and you didn't give me a chance. That's a life lesson for all men out there, that women, no matter what, they're fucking whores, man.
I agree.
I saw that on the Snapple cap.
Be like, listen, all women are whores.
See, if I knew all that it took was writing a fucking poem and shit.
What'd you think of the poem, Pedro?
Oh, so fucking homo, my brother. Fucking homo. Like, if all I knew is, like, roses are red, violets are blue, Missy bent over so I can give it to you.
That's pretty good.
That would have been like, and that's it, if that's all I needed. But this guy went like full on homo. So that's what's going on, Joe.
Joe.
Did you like the overall interview, though? Did you find it exciting or interesting or anything?
It was okay. I mean, but fucking Shannon, her voice, man.
How many times did you come?
Oh, my gosh. Yo, I look at her pictures. Like, I found a picture of her in a bikini, and I'm listening to that shit in her voice, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, just grabbing my Pedro cock.
Pedro, did you listen to her earlier on the show tonight? To Shannon, did you hear her? She was on for a little bit.
No, I just tuned in now.
I told her that you wanted to take her to Popeyes or KFC and not give her napkins. she was like, oh my God. By the way, just to give you a little friendly advice.
Yeah.
Careful on her Facebook page, because she says you're starting to get a little out of hand with the wall posts.
Out of hand? I didn't say anything like wrong.
No, she said you used the word, instead of saying you're coming, like showing up, you put C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but she says if you keep going in that direction, she's going to have to take you off of Facebook.
Like, I've been, if she's saying that shit is bullshit, because I've been nothing but nice to her either. See, another proof, you know, that she's talking shit now, but I've been... Betty nice to her and shit.
Betty nice.
And she knows what I'm talking about. Like I ask her, yo, what is the shit is gonna be happening? The recording with Missy? And she was like, oh, it's hung at an undisclosed location. And I'm like, yo, what's the, but I left it alone. So I've been Betty nice, you know.
Don't worry, one day.
But Peter. She's so fucking hot, man. Jesus. You know.
Yeah, you really like her, don't you?
Yeah, you know, Missy too, but Missy didn't give me a chance. You know,
I'm a bitch. Fuck.
Yeah, she went with the fucking, with Billy the Kid over there. Let's be honest, the whole shit with the interview of Missy with the Kid, it was my idea. I should have been there asking the real question.
I agree. You know what? You know what? I agree. Here's your chance. Go ahead and ask a couple of those questions.
No, but I need to ask him the question.
What would you ask him? Because I don't know.
I told you, man. Yeah, like, how great does it feel to, you know, tickle Mrs. Ass? You know, little things like that in conversation. Wow. Not like
right
off the bat.
Right, right.
But as they come natural, like, you know, has Missy, like, licked the underside of your balls?
Miss?
Yes.
Is there ruling? Oh, yes. Really? Okay.
Good for him.
See, that is a good question.
Were they sweaty at the time, or did you have them take a shower?
Shower, dude.
What?
Shower.
Shower?
Yes, of course.
Okay, that doesn't make you as fun as I thought.
Yeah,
but,
probably not as fun.
You know, but it would have flowed nicely with, you know, we asking the real question that Mrs. Fans want to know, like, you know, how much does she like to be cock slapped?
You know. Nobody else cares about that but you.
No, see, that's the thing, Missy. That's what you think because you don't have a penis between your legs.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, not right now. That's debatable.
Another hour.
Like, the guys want to know that shit. All the men want to know that shit. And, you know, and I'm looking at Shannon. Oh, my gosh. Ay, ay, ay.
I picture you having a shrine right now.
What's that?
I picture you having a shrine for Shannon right now. Like,
no, that's what her Facebook is for.
Do you laminate the computer? So you can clean it off?
So, yeah. So
that's funny.
But, yeah, man. But I listened to the whole thing. It was okay. At one point, like, I'm like, these people don't know how to do radio. Like, at one point, Shannon says, I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss. And I'm like, and it doesn't occur to anybody to follow her with the microphone. And record, you know, like, I would have been like, yo, Missy, go after her. Here's like a recorder and just record her on from the next stall, just her piss dribbling on the toilet. You might hear that shit.
She wasn't blindfolded when she went to the bathroom. I'm sure she got it in the toilet.
I don't know, man. It's like, oh my gosh, so many missed opportunities.
Jesus Christ, what a show you would have.
Yeah, I don't know why Shannon wants me on the show. She should get Pedro.
Yeah,
that
she
would
should.
Be a great
we've,
show.
We've said that
Yo,
to her.
One thing I gotta say, man, I really gotta say this shit about Chris. Ever since this Shannon chick showed up, since I was calling and shit, now Chris is alive on the show. Like, before Shannon, Chris was like the silent jerk.
It's like a picture. Silent jerk. You know, Charlie now, Chaplin.
Now Chris is like, come alive.
Was that a silent jerk before?
I don't remember. No, your computer
I
wasn't.
Think you were the silent jerk or the jerk that everybody thought was Marco. I don't know.
That's funny. Ah, shit. Yeah, I would definitely want to hear Pedro getting interviewed by Shannon. That would be funny.
Oh, yo, yeah. Missy, why don't you come to Washington High? Like, I'm Chochita Studio is looking nicer and nicer every time. And then we do it like that. And Shannon can tag along.
I'm down.
There you go. Here in Chochita.
In Chochita.
Yeah, I bet you that whole studio is lined in plastic like Dexter.
Probably.
No, that would have been like Chocha Studio.
Got a little classy.
He's going to visit Bill Cosby right before she gets there.
Bill Cosby's going to be the bartender there.
There you go.
Drink up.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Yeah, man. Shannon is advertising some some fucking bot and shit in a static island.
You should do? You want to freak Shannon out next time you know what bar she's at? She obviously doesn't know what you look like. So just show up with a bucket of KFC.
Oh, my God.
And leave that as her tip. Order one drink, leave it out as her tip, and walk out of the bar.
Like living with a chicken wing.
As a tip.
You really want to freak her out? Take a picture of her front door and send it to her.
Thank you for the idea.
Shannon now is filing a restraining order against everybody right now. She's like, fuck these guys. I don't ever want to talk to them again. That's hilarious, man. Yeah, next week we're gonna Pedro, we're gonna play some clips from the interview. And we're going to comment on it, you know, because I haven't listened to it. And,
oh, my gosh. You got to get that poeming.
Well, we played the poem earlier on the show. That was the only thing we played. And, you know, we were laughing about that.
I tell you this. I give the kid props because if that's what sealed the deal, fuck it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, this guy's like way, way, way too sensitive.
Like, you know,
he's got a heart.
You do what you got to do. But it's like sometimes you shouldn't give up your manhood for a piece of ass, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Sometimes they're the underrated ones, man. They're the smarter ones. You know what I mean? They know what gets it going. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really fault him because.
Yeah, I mean, he had no idea that she would have fucked him on the first date anyway.
No, I think he did.
No, I wouldn't have.
Not the first date, the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no need for the pal.
Yeah.
See, all I'm thinking is if Missy would have given me a shot, oh my God, we would have been fucking within 15 minutes. You know, whether she wanted
That's
to.
That's how long
not.
It takes for roofies to kick in.
I wanted to or not. I like how you added that in there.
Yo, yep. Missy, how about this? How about this? A flower fell from the sky and Missy went to pick it up. And when she bent over, I fucked her in the ass.
is that a fucking poem?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just not a rhyming poem.
Oh, did you say a frog?
No.
Did he say a frog fell from the sky?
A frog, no.
Flowers. Flower.
Oh, flowers.
Yeah, flower.
Yeah, flower.
Right.
Oh, swoon.
Pedro would have used that poem to clean himself off when he was done.
Oh, my God.
Yo, hand me that poem. He's just cleaning himself off. I got under my balls and shit.
Oh, shit. Like, yo, Missy, I want to know, have you sat on his face?
I guess my weight.
Oh, Pedro.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
What is that bell sound effect? Gling. Ding. Okay, focus. I'll let you go now.
All right, Pedro.
Bye, Pedro.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Adios.
Later.
Adios. Peace. Adios.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show.
Oh, Pedro.
Pedro's funny, though. You got to get him.
Oh, man. He is. Remember before I couldn't even stand to be in the room when he called?
Oh, my God. I wish. You know what? That's one thing I do regret for not having video. Your reaction when he used to call in the very beginning.
I would get so squirmed.
She would literally, like, it was almost funny. You would act like he was on the floor because you'd lift your legs up on the floor and put your feet on the chair and you were just like
I would so get dirty. Nauseous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice that you're not such an uppity cunt.
Yeah. I'm a little laid back now.
Yeah. See, all it takes is a little bit to break through that, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't even realize he's making progress with me at all. Like, not romantically, but I accepted his friend request. We chat on Twitter.
Right, but at this point, Pedro thought he was going to be balls deep.
Yeah, that's not happening.
If things didn't work out with Young Buck, Pedro don't have a shot?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't even know what the fuck he looks like. I'm shallow.
Ah. See, the truth comes out.
You're obviously shallow. You hate fat people.
Yes, exactly.
I don't hate fat people.
Yeah, you do.
No, don't. You just think less of them.
I do not.
We're ugly.
No, you're all kind of sort of good looking. And you're
kind of sort of. I don't, can we not go down this road? I'm the one that gets offended the most.
I know.
I get attacked the most on this fucking topic.
You're only kind of sort of a cunt.
Yeah. See, that's not true. I'm fully a cunt.
Yeah. You're just a little bit of a whore.
Cunt!
Listen, I'm not going to say that I'm a whore.
No, you're not a whore.
But I'm definitely a cunt.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Self-awareness is
key. Self-awareness. That's what it goes down to.
You have to know what you're working with. Right. To this,
know your strengths.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a cunt.
I'm a cunt.
But I'm not a whore.
Yeah.
You're a whore.
That's funny. Oh, man. All right. Let's wrap this up.
It's almost 10. Marco, run.
Yeah, Marco's getting ready to jump out the window.
I am, dude.
Yeah, well, thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerks. We will be back next week. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate. Go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review. Smooches.
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 Peace, fucker. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.